Вот.
So we will be reading from the document on the topic of the tax, selected excerpts, excerpt number one from Rabash. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name.
Again.
Quote number two. You must always stand guard all day and all night. That is, when you feel a state of day or feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus, the night, too, that is, the darkness of night, comes from the Creator, to man's favor. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, and by that you will be rewarded with an awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Let's go, Dudi.
Quote number three. One day, on the eve of Shabbat, the Ari went with his disciples to receive the Shabbat, as was his custom. He said to the friends, let us go now to Jerusalem and build a temple and make an offering of Shabbat.
And so one time he said this,
for I see that this time is truly the time of redemption. Some of the friends said, how will we go to Jerusalem at this time? It is more than 30 parsas away. Others said, very well, we're willing to go with you, but first we will go and let our wives know, so they will not worry about us, and then we will go. Then the Ari cried out and said to the friends, how did the slandering of Satan succeed in revoking the redemption of Israel? I testify before heaven and earth that since the time of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai until today, there has not been a better time for redemption than this time. Had you admitted this, we would have had the temple, and the outcasts of Israel would have gathered into Jerusalem. Now the time had passed, and Israel went into exile once again. When the friends heard this, they regretted what they had done, but it did not help them.
Yes.
No questions. Where are we, Dudi?
We are in excerpt number four.
One must not say, I'm waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Because Baal HaSulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment. Meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So then I will get up and do the work of the holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time. called the Hill of Armaments. Item 5, Bala Sulam, letter number 38. The most important is the labor, meaning to crave to labor in his work, for the ordinary work does not count at all. Only the bits that are more than usual, which is called labor. It is like a person who must eat a pound of bread to be full. All his eating does not merit the title a satisfying meal, but only the last bit from that pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary, and they will be the letters and the vessels in which to receive the light of His face. Understand this well.
Meaning, from each...
Dudi?
Excerpt number 6.
The work of the Creator requires great persistence, whatever happens to him. Remember this well, for you will need it very much as you begin the work of the Creator. It requires great tenacity and to be strong and brave, to brace oneself and stand still on place, even if you are dropped down every time. You must not allow yourself to fall altogether, God forbid, for it is necessary to experience all those falls, descents, and confusions prior to entering the gates of holiness. And the true righteous, too, have gone through all of it. Know that man must cross and a very, very narrow bridge. And the rule and the most important thing is not to be afraid at all.
That's it.
We're reading excerpt number 7. We should know that of those who want to come into the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to Him and enter the King's palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, he is tested if he has no other desires, but only a desire of dvikut. He is admitted. And how is one tested if he has only one desire? He is given disturbances. This means that he is sent foreign thoughts and foreign messengers to obstruct him so he would leave this path and follow the path of all the people. If one overcomes all the difficulties and breaks all the bars that block him, and if little things cannot push him away, the Creator sends him great klipot and chariots to deflect one from entering into dvikut with the Creator alone, with the Creator alone and with nothing else. This is considered that the Creator is rejecting him with a mighty hand. Because if the Creator does not show a mighty hand, it will be hard to push him away, since he has a strong desire to adhere only to the Creator and to nothing else.